With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Texas House has given the go-ahead for arrest warrants for runaway Democrats who fled the state to block the adoption of redrawn congressional maps. The maps, backed by President Trump, are designed to reflect the will of Texas voters, but the fugitive Democrats are having none of it. They accuse Republicans of gerrymandering to gain political advantage. And such controversy is not new.
Democratic lawmakers left Texas to try to block Republicans from redrawing congressional districts in their favor. The term gerrymandering originated over 200 years ago to describe political manipulation in legislative districts. It was coined in 1812 to describe a district signed into law by Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry that critics said was shaped like a salamander. Gerrymandering has continued since then. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 2019 that federal courts don't have the authority to decide challenges to alleged partisan gerrymandering.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. At Israel's request, the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the hostages being held and starved by Hamas in Gaza. The BBC's Jolan Nell in Jerusalem.
The UN session was called after Palestinian armed groups put out videos showing two of the hostages, Ron Breslavsky and Eviatar David, looking weak and emaciated. Their families want immediate action to bring them home, and they've expressed alarm at suggestions the Israeli Prime Minister now wants to reoccupy all of Gaza, including areas where it's believed the hostages are held.
The Coast Guard's report on the Titan submersible disaster, 5 people died while they were on their way to the wreckage of the Titanic, concludes the implosion was preventable. The 2023 disaster has sparked lawsuits and calls for tighter regulation of the private deep-sea expedition industry. On Wall Street this morning, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up 96 points. The S&P ahead 6 points. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of countries.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list, but the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for those who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. Disability advocates say that this church is crucial. This is SRN News. A big city newspaper in the East is looking westward, as correspondent Jason Walker explains.
The New York Post is launching a California newspaper and news site next year. The California Post will add another title to Rupert Murdoch's media empire, and the new paper stands to bring a conservative-friendly fixture of the Big Apple media landscape to the Golden State. Plans for the Los Angeles-based paper call for a print edition 7 days a week, a website, social media accounts, and videos and audio pieces. Jason Walker reporting.
The owners of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are suing the company that built the ship. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Pennsylvania last week. It alleges a defect in the design of some of the ship's electronics. More details, SRNNews.com.